Bava Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3. Hamagdish besoch sade shel chavero. If a person stacks his grain in his friend's field, shlo vershus, without permission. So that's, of course, a no-no, and that being the case, v'achalten behemto shel bal hasade, if the neighbor's animal eats his grain, then the owner of the animal will be pater, because he'll say, what in the world is your grain doing in my backyard? The truth is that there isn't any great chiddush in this. We've seen this all before. The Gemara asks that. The basic answer is that there's a chiddush here in addition, which is, even if there's no fence that like marks off the property line, it doesn't mean, and therefore, of course, animals can walk across or something like that. It doesn't make a difference. You have no right to be there. And if you cross over the line and put your stuff in your friend's property, so you are essentially waiving rights to damage done to it. And more than that, says the Mishnah, imhuzka bahen, if your neighbor's animal gets hurt by your stack, you know, it twists its ankle or something, then bal hagadish chayev, then the guy who put the haystack in his friend's backyard, is responsible for the damage to his friend's animal, because it's like putting a boar over there. Gemara speaks out, by the way, that if what was being stacked is chitim, wheat, so that's not really supposed to be eaten by animals. Animals kind of should know better. And if the animal sort of acts against its interest and eats food that isn't appropriate for it and gets injured, like a stomachache or something, it's not the wheat stacker's fault, because the animal should know better, and he's like considered like an onus. Further says the Mishnah, v'mihigdish birshus, if the guy who did the stacking of the grain had permission from his neighbor to make a haystack over there, balasada chayev, if something happens to the haystack, like the guy who owns the field, his animal eats the grain that's being stacked over there, so then the owner of the animal is responsible to make compensation. Now, this seems like we're getting thrown back that old discussion about, if I give you permission to use my backyard, does that also mean I'm taking responsibility to guard your stuff? That was a machlokas, said the halacha is like Rebbe, which is that when a person says you can use my property, he does not intend to also take responsibility. Our Mishnah here seems to be going back to their other opinion, which is that the guy does take responsibility. The Gemara ends up speaking out that the halacha is like Rebbe, that a person who normally, when he says you can use my property, he is not taking responsibility. But the case of our Mishnah is like a middle case, which is, you have a neighbor who tells all the people around the area, everyone can stack their haystacks in my backyard for whatever reason. So then it's understood that since he's telling everyone to do it, it's implicit that even Rebbe would agree in such a scenario that the guy who's giving permission to use his backyard for everybody is intending that to take responsibility. That's what he means to say. So that's the case of our Mishnah over here, and that's why even Rebbe would say he's chayev if he doesn't take responsibility to keep an eye on the haystacks once he told everyone to stack their hay in his backyard.